There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
On the Bechdel cast, the questions asked if movies have women in them. Are all their discussions just boyfriends and husbands, or do they have individualism? The patriarchy's effing vast. Start changing it with the Bechdel cast.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, town you're in. It's Caitlin and Jamie from the Bechdel cast. Ever heard of us?
Ever heard of us?
We're assuming you've heard of us.
Yeah.
There, if you clicked.
We are here to do a little mini episode in which we're just going to do some shouts out, some, yes, you know, expressions of gratitude, and to start an acknowledgement of, and this is something that we should do way more often / all the time, but we want to acknowledge that both myself and Jamie, mm-hmm, live and record this podcast on Tongva land.
Yes. Yeah, obviously, we recognize that the holiday being observed by many this month, while it's great to hang out with your family if that's what you enjoy doing, it's a bullshit colonial holiday. We don't observe it, you know, as we've said many times on the show, and, you know, we're two of the whites. So we are, like, still constantly learning and, you know, trying to do better. And we wanted to acknowledge that we live and record on Tongva land. The Tongva people, who are still very present, obviously, in California, have a really fascinating history that I didn't know very much about up until a couple of years ago. And so we'll be linking a little information in the description, as well as making some donations to Indigenous nonprofits, which we will also link in the description of this episode. And we hope you do the same. Mm. And if you don't know about the Indigenous history of the land that you currently live on, we would highly encourage you to learn more. It's never too late.
For sure.
And it's critical to know the history of where you live.
Definitely. We encourage our non-Native listeners, if you don't already know, to find out what Native land you reside on and find out ways you can meaningfully support the Indigenous peoples in your community.
Absolutely. And again, it's never too late to start learning. So we wanted to just make that acknowledgement at the top of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of move forward with a classic Bechdelcast gratitude episode, because the holiday is bullshit, but the concept of gratitude, we're still fans of it.
I support it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start with thanking all of the guests we've had on.
Oh my
God. On the show. Oh my gosh.
Let's just sort of as a 2022 in review, we've had some fucking bangers this year.
Oh,
I just
want
to shout
gosh
out some of my faves. I really loved our Sorry to Bother You episode. So thank you to Sam Sanders, an icon in the field. Yeah. I really loved doing that episode. We're grateful for all of our guests, but I just really wanted to, I'm grateful that we did the Misery episode with Ashley Blaine Featherston Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
What a treat. What a delight. Pray with Johnny J.
Oh my
Wild
gosh.
Wild Things with Princess Weeks. The Shape of Water, which we eventually did, even though on the first, I'm also very grateful that we recorded maybe our most chaotic episode ever over on the Matreon.
You're welcome, everybody.
You're welcome, baby. We are the best with Margaret Kildroy. We just have had a real banger lineup of guests this year. I'm very grateful that guests continue to come on the show and talk about movies they love, hate, or, you know, are having a growing love or a growing hate towards. Mm. We appreciate it.
We really do.
Celebrate it. Yeah, I'm very grateful for all of our guests. And secondly, for all of our goddamn listeners.
Oh my gosh. Our listeners are the best. We thank you so much for everything that you do, for listening, for providing us with just additional insights and resources. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we miss things. Sometimes we forget to mention something, whatever it may be. We're just very grateful for everything you have to offer. And you have definitely, over the years, helped us to keep our discussions as thoughtful and intersectional as possible, because that's what we're always striving to do. And our
and
listeners
fun
have been
too, like,
yeah,
thanks for in addition to always like adding to the conversation and like, I just love like our community is like, so I don't know, like online communities get a bad rap, and rightfully so in a lot of ways. But I feel very lucky that our community, even when there are criticisms or Caitlin and I missed something, which we do all the time, or like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's just like we've got a community vibe. And I feel very, very grateful that our listeners show us so much grace. We try to mm-hmm. show, you know, each other and, you know, everyone grace. It just makes me very happy.
Yeah.
When, you know, it's like we all trust that we want to do better by each other. And wow, okay, don't get emotional.
Jamie.
But yeah, I just, our listeners are the best, and we've learned so much from you over the years. And oh, this is fun. And we're excited to see you in person again, because we're doing a tour in about 2.5-ish months at the beginning of February on the West Coast.
Yes, yes. So we don't have a lot of details yet, but suffice it to say that late January, early February, we'll be doing a West Coast tour. Mm-hmm. We'll announce everything more officially when we have all the details locked in. But, you know, we just wanted to put that on your radar. Save the date.
Absolutely.
The date being very vague.
Me and Caitlin are getting married.
We're getting married.
But yes, we're very, very grateful for you. Extra shout out. Sorry. You hate to hear it. But look, I'll say it.
Yeah.
We're extra grateful for the matrons.
Wow.
Sorry. Oh, pay to play? Oh, I guess so. Sorry. Look,
it's because
we live in a capitalist, we live in a society. We're extra grateful for you. Sorry.
Well, here's the thing. The support we get from the matrons is the reason this show has been able to continue to exist all these years. If
Absolutely.
Not for the financial support of the matrons, we would not have been able to sustain this show. So we really appreciate.
No, I mean, that was like truly what got us to stop losing money running this show, which we were for like the first
year,
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is a fun fact about podcasting, or at least at that time. It's weird. It feels like there's been like a million things have happened since then. But
sure.
You know, 2016, 2017, it was like, yeah, you're like, well, let's see if anyone starts listening. And then it wasn't until we started the Matreon that we were able to certainly not support ourselves right away, but like, mm-hmm. you know, at least get out of the
red.
Is it red or black?
I think get out of the red.
Oh God. Okay. Yes. I was about to say it. So yeah, that naming convention confuses me. Sorry. Anyways,
it's confusing.
I just think everything should be on the stoplight system, and so I'm like, why isn't red? If you're like in the red, that should be negative. If you're in the green, that should be positive. It's also the color of money, which is a movie.
And if you're in the yellow, you're something something minions.
You have to. If you're in the yellow, you're Kevin, and So, you know, it's just something to think about. Oh, I'm grateful for the Minions episode, and I'm grateful for the, oh, this is the year that I'm grateful for Rise of Gru, obviously.
Oh my gosh.
Very grateful for Rise of Gru. Oh, Rise of Gru, it was the song of the summer. Although I will say,
yeah,
you know what I'm not grateful for?
What's that?
This is controversial. Rise of Gru soundtrack, flop, bad.
I don't even remember a single song on it.
Name one song from the Rise of Gru soundtrack, flop.
True.
Flop.
I see your point.
Not good. They made Saint Vincent record Funky Town and it sucked. It didn't make any sense.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone dropped the ball over at Illumination. Anyways, if I don't get hired to write Minions 5, I'll walk into traffic. What else are we grateful for? Oh, I would like to make a special shout out to, we're very grateful for Sophie Lichterman. We're always grateful to Sophie Lichterman,
indeed,
our longtime producer of the show, as well as Aristotle Acevedo.
Oh my gosh, such shouts out to Sophie and Aristotle. Again, people that we would not have been able to do the show without. So
yes,
so many thanks to our pals.
And just for their friendship too. It's like, it just... it gets me all worked up. We're very, very lucky to, I think, like, have such an amazing group that, like, I just, everyone we worked with is so nice. It's wild.
It's wonderful. And speaking of friendship, Jamie,
yeah,
I would just like to say a special thanks to you for being my friend, my co-host, the best co-host in the world.
I love you, Caitlin. I'm very grateful for you, too.
What a beautiful friendship.
We've never thought. Sometimes I'm like, Caitlin and I are kind of like a married couple. It's what married couples want, I think.
People want to be us, or they want... No, I'm not going to say that.
They want to be inside us. They're...
Maybe.
They're, I mean, sometimes. Everyone, I mean, whatever. I can't jinx. Anyways. Caitlin, I'm so grateful for your friendship. You make me laugh every day. You're so kind.
Likewise.
And you're so patient.
Oh.
And I just, like, truly one of the greatest friendships of my life. As well as, I mean, I just can't imagine someone I want to work with more. I'd like, I just love you. I trust you. And I think you're the best. And...
I'm crying.
So we could talk about anything. And also, it's really nice to, like, work with someone that... I'm like, how do I phrase this correctly? Like, to work with someone that it's like, it's all good. Like, if we disagree with something, we'll figure it out. If something comes up, we'll figure it out. Like, it's just, like, a place of trust. And it's a safe place. I was going to say it's a quiet place, but it's definitely not. It's a really loud place.
It's a quiet place part two. Yeah, we're very loud. We, you know, but we're just making sure our voices are heard.
Let's get loud. When Jennifer Lopez sang Let's Get Loud at Joe Biden's inauguration, and you were like, what the fuck am I looking at? Sorry.
Yeah.
Continue.
Confusing. But Jamie, yeah. I just want to say I love you so much. I'm so grateful for our friendship, for the work that we do together. You are the smartest and funniest person I've ever known. And I just love doing this show with you. Let's do it for until we die.
Okay, I did just threaten to walk into traffic, so be careful. I really have to write Minions 5 or the Bechdelcast has to end. It would be horrible. It would be bad. Are you listening, Illumination? I'm grateful for... You know what I'm not... Okay, wait. Can we have a haters corner?
Oh.
You know what I'm not grateful for?
Yeah.
No Princess Switch this year. What the fuck?
But we do have a Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie.
Yes.
Which we are covering on the Patreon. Fear not.
Yes.
Listeners.
Look, I can't wait. This is what I was going to say, because we were talking about A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
I was just visiting home and my dad started doing this bit that I thought was really funny where we were watching the worst movie I've ever seen. I would love to cover it on this show someday. Something Borrowed.
Okay.
It's like iconically bad. Everyone is firing at an 11 at sucking. Hmm. But John Krasinski's in it.
Okay.
And we started doing this bit where anytime John Krasinski was on screen, we were like, I can't believe he's cheating on Pam. Why is he cheating on Pam?
Okay.
Why is he wearing that shirt? Jim wouldn't wear that shirt. It was really funny to me.
Wow.
It's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Something Borrowed? Okay.
Something Borrowed. It's Kate Hudson playing the best friend of Jennifer Goodwin, playing the part Jennifer Goodwin played back in that day, which was like, I'm turning 30 and therefore I'm basically dead. And like, she has to have sex with a guy named Dex or she'll explode. I don't even like,
okay.
That's my take. That would be my punch up is like, why does she have to have sex with this guy named Dex? Well, she's going to explode if she doesn't. It's like me needing to write Minions 5 or I'll walk into traffic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I'll think about checking that out, but
I'd be so grateful if you watch that horrible movie that you'll hate.
Let's watch it together. You know what I'm grateful for? The movie RRR.
Oh, right. We're going soon.
I'm so excited. I'm grateful for, you know, all the usuals. Paddington, Titanic.
Alfred Molina,
you know.
I'm grateful for this... I'm grateful Mitchell Farrell got elected out of office. There's so much to be grateful for this year. Truly, it is the first, at least personally, I know that everyone's mileage varies. We're not trying to, but I don't know. This has been the first year in many years where I've just been like, oh, I can. It's nice to feel like a person sometimes.
A person.
Yeah.
It is very nice and I'm glad you're feeling good, and
I hope you're feeling
good
too.
Our listeners are feeling good. Be good. Be safe.
Yeah.
You know,
and maybe if we all band together and make a wish at 11:11, Elon Musk will be swallowed by hell and go to hell.
Oh,
you know, wouldn't that be fun and interesting?
That'd be very nice. Yeah. With that said, please follow us on Twitter. No, I'm kidding. But
there, I mean, you can't. Well, I'm still there. I truly. People have been making this joke, and they're like, "Yeah, it's like the band on the Titanic is playing for Twitter." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess that I'm like kind of. I thought that I would be getting in a lifeboat." But it turns out I'm the elderly couple in the bed. I'm waiting for the room to fill with water. I'm like, I guess I'm still there.
That's you and me together. That's we are us. Spooning on the bed, being
not
like,
deleting Twitter.
Please
for,
still follow
for
us.
Oh God, follow the Instagram. I mean, everything's fucking compromised. But like Twitter, I mean, if it goes away, it would actually be, you know, probably net positive for the world. I think the world would be a safer place. But Instagram, I mean, who? Mark Zuckerberg owns Instagram, and I've never heard a bad word about him. So probably follow us over there.
Everything's fine, especially because on Instagram, let me just plug my amazing, hilarious, awesome, put way too much time into this bit, where I re-edit the endings of movies if they ended the way Shrek ends, which is how every movie should end.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. It's my finest work. And I do need you to watch those on Instagram and TikTok. I'm a TikToker now, bravely.
Look, say what you will. She's a TikToker now. And that's also a famously uncompromised social media platform.
Yeah.
You know, there's no surveillance. But then people are like, join Mastodon, and immediately my whole body rejected.
What
I was like,
even
no.
Is that? I do not know.
It's new Twitter, and then anytime I say I'm not going to do it, people are like, it's great. I'm like, I'm sure it is great, but I can't at this point sign up for something. I'll die. I might get a Be Real because all of the jackals at the Haunted Hayride had it. And so they would always be like, murder nurse, get in the... I was in so many people's Be Reels and then I couldn't ever see them because I'm crusty and I didn't have a Be Real.
Another thing that I don't really know what that is, but...
It's fun, but if you're boring, it's bad, which is why I don't have it. can I tell you what Be Real is? And then I'll be so grateful.
Oh, I know. I do know because I have some friends who use it. And then I'm like, this sounds like a lot of effort. What we're saying is that if you want to sign up for something, you could sign up for our Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Where these kind of chaotic conversations take place twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
I am grateful for the Patreon. And I'm grateful for the Patrons again for being so like, you know, open to us kind of goofing around and having some fun on that. Because I think on the main feed, we try to keep it more discussion oriented. Not that we don't have fun on the main feed, but the Matreon is loose. It's where Caitlin and I let our hair down.
It's really for us to just goof. But also we have incredible, amazing, perfect 10 out of 10, no notes discourse on the Matreon as well.
We do. There truly, you wouldn't believe how many thoughts we had on the Minions.
And we keep alluding to the Minions in basically every other episode since then.
Yeah,
since
I think they're Bechdel cast canon at this point, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, I'll close out by saying I'm grateful for Lori Durante, our most loyal listener.
Oh my gosh.
A pillar of strength, a pillar in her community, and our biggest supporter and cheerleader. And shout out Lori, and also shout out Jill.
I was gonna say on your behalf, shout out Jill Loftus.
She signed up for the Matreon this year.
She did. Oh, welcome Jill
to hear Minions.
We're happy to have you
to hear Minions. So, you know, ultimately, shout out moms. We're grateful for your gestation. And thanks for that, because being alive is pretty sick.
It's pretty awesome.
Pretty epic. Well, thank you, Lori and Jill, for life. All right.
Happy Mother's Day. Okay.
Happy Mother's Day. What happened? But yes, we love you. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for whatever that was happening with the Don't Worry Darling press tour. That was fun to watch.
That was a good one. Yeah.
I'm grateful for 24 hours on the internet where people thought Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine. You know, you got to spend your time somehow.
It's true. The last thing I want to do is to take a moment to let you know about a fundraising campaign for a wonderful nonprofit called Otros Dreams en Acción. Shout out to my Spanish tutor, Adriana, who works for this organization and who let us know about this campaign. Okay, so Otros Dreams en Acción, or ODA, is a Mexico City-based organization that was created by and for people who have been affected by the experiences of deportation and forced return to Mexico from the United States. This is their fourth annual crowdfunding campaign. This campaign is called Fight for Hugs, and they're raising money that will support people and families that have been separated from their children, spouses, siblings, parents, communities in general. And the money will go toward paying for things like legal service fees, visa fees, passports, flight tickets, other expenses, anything related to reuniting families who have been affected by deportation. This fundraising campaign is happening now through December 20th. So if you're able, please make a donation as soon as possible to the link is donorbox.org/fight-for-hugs. We will put that link in the episode description. We'll pin it to the top of our Twitter feed. We'll put it on our Instagram. It'll be accessible on our platforms. Once again, the link is donorbox.org/fight-for-hugs. So if you're able, please donate to this amazing fundraiser for this amazing organization. Do we have anyone else to thank? Anything else we're grateful for at this time?
Our iHeart team. I'm always very grateful to Jack O'Brien for bringing us onto the iHeart network originally. And introducing us to Sophie. So
thank you, Jack.
Thank you so much to Jack and to all our friends at iHeart. You know, your Miles Grays, your Anna Hosniers, your Shireen Lani Unises, your Robert Evans. You know what? Fine. Fuck. Robert Evans, I guess. And ultimately, cliffhanger, I'm grateful for, when I say all those names in order, I'm grateful for Santa University, which will be coming out, next month.
Santa year University.
Caitlin, six.
I keep saying that I'm going to write Santa Horrific. Inc. Mm-hmm. as a sequel to Santa University.
And then we'll be feuding.
And then I haven't done it, but I think there's still time.
I love it. Okay. Well, we're grateful for you. Please take this opportunity today to educate yourself on the indigenous history of where you live. You know, be good to each other, and we'll be here next week.
We sure will. We will see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.